Exclusive: General Don Bull Duke contacts over 1 million voters while Democrat Maggie Hassan grocery shops. By Wendell Hasebo on October 29, 2022. Republican Senate candidate General Don Bull Duke has developed a grassroots juggernaut to defeat Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH, who prefers to conduct voter outreach while grocery shopping or sipping coffee. While the former brigadier general has been outfinanced, he has not been outworked. A key factor is successful political campaigns. Bull Duke's campaign, along with 16 Republican National Committee staffers, has made contact with over 1 million voters by knocking on over 410,800 doors and calling over 613,000 voters, Breitbart News has learned. The campaign's goal is to reach another 100,000 voters within 11 days. The tough campaign work has not only been conducted by loyal campaign staffers. General Bull Duke himself has been whizzing around the Granite State speaking with constituents. His rigorous schedule includes averaging 5 campaign events a day. He has also conducted over 25 town hall events since the primary in mid-September. From day one, General Bull Duke has campaigned the New Hampshire way, speaking directly to the voters at countless events and town halls across the state. Kate Constantini, Bull Duke for Senate spokeswoman, told Breitbart News. Meanwhile, Hassan, who has been likened to wallpaper, has not shown up to 2 scheduled debates, tried to prevent the conservative news outlet from covering her events, and prefers to speak with voters when she stops in at Dunkin' Donuts and the grocery. I have lots of events at businesses where I sit down with employees, listen to their concerns. I shop at Market Basket. I go to Dunkin' Donuts. I hear a lot from Granite Staters, Hassan said in Thursday's debate. Constantini told Breitbart News Hassan lacks the sense of urgency her constituents expect during record-high inflation, gas prices, and illegal immigration. As inflation continues to soar, forcing Granite Staters to choose between heating or eating, Senator Hassan is hiding, she said. Instead of being held accountable for her disastrous policies, she holds private campaign events, ducking from the press like the Washington elitist she really is. If she can't be bothered to speak with Granite Staters, she doesn't deserve the privilege of representing them in Congress, she added. In the last week, General Bull Duke has been boosted by $2 million from Republican super PACs. The money comes at a key time in the race. Friday polling shows he is tied with Hassan, 45-45%, with 7% undecided voters. That doesn't change what I'm doing and how I won the primary being outspent 21. Didn't get anybody's help there, Bull Duke said in reference to the GOP primary. And we won because we worked harder than everybody else, he told Breitbart News. New Hampshire's Senate seat is one of 8 battleground states that will determine which party controls the Senate. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.